and it's time for the recruiting report with some big news in football. I'm going to pass it over to Alex.
Every time there's big news, like we talked about last week when we introduced the recruiting report in SEC, we're going to cover it. And this week is pretty rare for the LSU Tigers here, but they have landed the number one ranked pocket passer in the 2027 recruiting class, Peyton Houston. They landed Bryce Underwood a couple years ago, and we saw that ended with him going to Michigan after they offered him a bag. It was a interesting situation there, and Brian Kelly has also lost a five-star receiver, Tristan Keys, last month. He was in LSU's 2026 recruiting class. It's been an issue for Brian Kelly to keep these recruits through the entirety of their recruitment. He can land them, getting the headlines, landing them early in the process, but it's been a struggle for him to keep guys like Bryce Underwood and Tristan Keys. And he's not the only guy. It's around the country where we can talk all day long about, oh, this five-star offensive tackle's committed to school A. This wide receiver, a four-star receiver, is committed to school B. Well, 2 months later, oh, he's actually flipped his commitment to school B. He's flipped his commitment to school C. There's countless guys right now in the recruiting world that have flipped their commitment five, six, seven times in just four short seasons. But I think this guy's uber talented. He's undersized at 5'11", 200 pounds, but he is a local guy coming from Shreveport, Louisiana. Hopefully that helps out Brian Kelly and be able to keep him at LSU for the entirety of this recruitment process and bring him in to help replace Garrett Nussmeier, who's running out of eligibility this season. But getting a guy like this to start off her 2027 recruiting class is awesome. Brian Kelly has proven to be a great recruiter, but I just worry if he's going to be able to retain the talent after he recruits it for a short period of time.
Yeah, retain and develop. We've also seen Brian with some issues with developing, dating back to his Notre Dame days. Certain guys come in and flourish, others do not. And that's just how it's kind of been for Brian Kelly's offenses.